Okay, so before the podcast begins, Cameron and I kind of embarrassed ourselves in the middle.
I'm actually really embarrassed. I don't even know how we did this.
I don't think it's that bad, guys. I think we can just say that we come from an alternate universe Rihanna and Beyoncé are the same person.
Editing process, and we're listening back, and we called Rihanna. We said the halftime show for last year was Beyoncé.
It was not Rihanna. It was not Beyoncé.
It was not Queen B. It was Umbrella Girl.
I got confused of the two icons, these two amazing women. I'm sorry. I got confused and thought of the wrong one.
You're acting as if they're personally going to be listening.
They're going to sue us.
I know they're not, but Rihanna, Beyoncé, if you're listening, I apologize. You guys are queens. We're getting it right next time. You're killing it.
Okay. Here we go.
This is the Three C's of Air with Chris, Cam, and Christian, the podcast.
What's crack-a-lackin'? This is the first episode of the Three C's Off Air.
Oh my God, we're back.
We are back.
It has been such a long time.
Can we swear now?
I think we can.
Can we swear?
I'm pretty sure we're allowed to.
Do I get the chance to drop the F-bomb?
We have to save it. Wait till like a big moment.
Yeah. So for a little while, Cameron, you need to watch your fucking language.
Yeah, you gotta be fucking careful.
Sorry, I had to ruin it.
So for reference, we're recording in a radio studio right now, and the fear that it's going on air is stressing me out.
That's part of why. I mean, it took us like what 20 minutes from starting to set up to actually doing this.
And it took Chris like 8 times to say, "Are you guys ready? Are you guys ready? Are you guys ready?"
We just wanted to make sure we were ready.
The prep wasn't even sent to us at
that time. The three C's off air. Back, and we need to have like a nice start.
We're back, baby.
If you missed it, how would you describe our show? We were the former morning show on CGIQ,
yeah.
And we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was informative, chaotic, a little disgusting at certain points. Yep.
That but you can drop the F on, Cameron. It was what?
F-ing awesome.
Yes, we had a lot of fun on the air, and we knew we wanted to continue it. Yep. So. Mm-hmm. How would you like? What do you think people can expect while listening to us?
Expect to be entertained and to laugh a lot and to dive deep into what's trending in our brains.
We're just gonna talk a lot about random stuff that's going on.
Mostly about planes and stuff yes. that we kind of.
Yeah, we have a lot of plane.
We have a lot of shit stories and a lot of plane stories. Actually,
yeah, like
yeah.
People on a plane.
It was a strange theme with our morning show, and I think it might be continuing here.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? That's how it's gonna go. The three C's talking shit. Literally.
Quite literally.
This is so weird that we could like swear all of a sudden.
I'm so happy. I don't have to hide myself anymore.
Yeah, pretty much all morning, Cameron was just so happy.
She's like, "Can I swear? Am I able to swear?"
We'll find out. Maybe we'll bleep a few of them if they're a bit too vulgar.
So what we're gonna do is each episode we'll go into what's trending. I feel like that's what we enjoy doing being on CGIQ. So, what do you guys say? Do we look at what's trending this week?
Absolutely.
You know what? Yeah, because there have been a few things going on. Yep. Let's take a look at it.
Here we go. Okay, so what's trending this week? What's going on in the world of worlds?
I feel like you should tell us that one, man.
I don't know. I was thinking there's a lot of things, and I think Usher is a big one.
Oh, yes, the halftime show.
There was a lot of... discussions and people were not happy. Some people loved it.
Yeah,
Where did you guys sit with it?
I didn't actually watch it. I was doing something else at the time.
I may or may not have done the same thing.
Pretty much everybody said that it was underwhelming.
Yeah.
That it kind of sucked.
You go into you go into thinking it's going to be Usher. It's a halftime show. You think it's going to be absolutely exceptional.
Yeah.
You just think of Usher as like this artist that is going to kill it.
I mean, there was the one from a few years ago that was like Dre and Snoop Dogg, and I don't even remember the other people who were with them, but that one was like insane. Everybody loved that one.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good ones, but what do you think, Ken? I thought going in, Usher was going to be great because he, for me, is in the same category as a Pitbull, where he's like a rock star that... You would go in thinking he was going to light up the stage.
Pretty much everybody you could... he's one of the artists.
Hey, listen, this is my unpopular opinion, okay? I had some strange feeling that it was gonna suck. Okay.
Really?
No, but hear me out. Okay?
Can you explain this detailed beef between you and Usher?
Did he like, are you like one of the backup dancers that he didn't hire?
I like his music. I've always vibed to his music. But I just, there wasn't enough hype, I found.
Around it?
Around it.
I agree,
it didn't
yeah.
really get me excited for his performance. And then when his performance came, I was like watching it. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Like, it just, there was so much going on. I mean, I saw a meme and of Peter Griffin roller
yes,
skating and it said
yes.
Usher at the big game. And I'm like, what actually happened? I watched about 5 minutes
yeah.
of this halftime show. Alicia Keys came on and then I dipped.
And people are saying she took over. Like, she carried.
Doesn't surprise me.
I mean, yeah, that doesn't
surprise
me.
Yeah, like, she's a rock star regardless.
She's an absolute legend. She made music for the Backyardigans.
Yeah. yeah, like, she's. Legend. And I think with Usher, you know, like, we're not taking away that he can't dance and he's not a killer star.
He totally
is. But this was, like, his big comeback.
Yeah.
This was his opportunity to
come back. I think people
were
really
back.
Expecting more because I even saw memes about it saying, like, oh, Justin Bieber landed for
yes,
the Super Bowl. Like,
yeah.
he was thinking that they were going to bring back all these old stars and Justin Bieber was going to do Baby and Usher was going to do
which
all
would have been so
ones,
good.
Yeah,
which would have been
so,
so
good.
Which
would have gone down
I think,
in the history books.
Which is why I think Usher really could have
so
really
much
could
opportunity.
Have done so much
yeah.
with it. Like, especially with all those people that actually showed up, he could
yes.
have really made a killer
I mean,
performance.
This is, in history, this was just posted by NFL, that it was the most watched program ever. 123.4 million viewers. And
imagine
I was listening to
that.
Another podcast, and they were like, Usher has to also think of all the celebrities that are now going to be watching him. Like, it looked, again, maybe I didn't think he did great. I think there's a lot of opportunity that he
yeah.
could have done better. Mm-hmm. All these people are watching, and they could easily have, like, these are his future collabs. These are his future people
yep.
that are like, yikes, that's his comeback.
And
like,
a lot
that's
of football fans, like, they watch the Super Bowl for the Super Bowl, and a lot of people who don't really like football watch the Super Bowl for the halftime
yes.
show.
Yep.
And, I mean, you had Beyonce last year. That's what you're going up after,
yeah.
Beyonce.
And Beyonce said, Beyonce was like, I'm not even going to give any feedback to Usher because Usher's gonna kill the show, and I'm like, ooh, that backfired.
Listen, yeah. like, it's not that he's a bad performer. It's not that his music is bad. It was just so much going on at once. It was kind of
yeah.
like that scene in Pitch Perfect where they have like the smoke going and that all this stuff is going on.
I haven't
and everybody's
watched Pitch
like,
Perfect, but yeah.
Oh well. Anyways, maybe that's just me.
No.
Just reminded
but,
me of like. There's just so much going on.
There is, yeah.
I mean,
so much potential,
I just
Usher.
I want to say, Chris, you're not really missing out. I don't think you need to watch Pitch Perfect.
I don't think
maybe
you need
I
to
watched
watch
it years ago.
The most
but
you'd need to do, like, go onto YouTube and look up the Cup song. That's pretty much
yeah,
it.
That's all, yeah, that's the only thing I know of it.
If you tried to watch it, the last time I watched Pitch Perfect, I got about halfway through it before I had to turn it off because of the secondhand embarrassment.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like it gets to a point where it's like, yeah, I didn't just watch
it. It was
that.
In the third movie, and they were doing this performance. They were on stage, and they had all this stuff going on, like fire and fireworks,
yeah.
and people were like swinging from like ropes and stuff.
So it's
and like
a recreation of Usher's performance.
Yeah. It reminded me so much of it because people in the audience were like, what is
and
going
see,
on?
And see, like, there's some, I don't remember if Pink did the halftime show, but she did one show that I watched, and she was up in the air. She was swinging. She was going through the audience, and that worked. Like
yeah.
I feel like it
well,
worked for certain
for
artists.
It's for her brand, though.
But for Usher, yeah. it's like you're known for being this huge hype man, essentially.
And yeah. No, she didn't it perform at the Super Bowl.
Didn't know.
I feel like I would have known if she had.
Yeah,
done
it was.
That.
She should though. Yeah. So
the
big
game,
game.
the large cup.
Oh, sorry. I like how we were like before this, we got to make sure we don't say that, and then I just did. So.
Oh, well, it's fine.
It's okay, we're
oh,
flying with
oh,
it.
Oh, just kidding, after Pink's 2018 Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. Man, we really need to do research beforehand.
We're not used to being able to like, yeah. I feel like when we're on the radio show,
I'm
we're like
talking.
Prepping.
I'm done talking.
We have all this time to prep, and now it's like, just hand
she
us the mic and we're just going to talk.
Declined performing at the
really?
Big game.
Really?
She declined.
Why did she decline at the big game?
She said Pink opened up about her decision to turn down the halftime show to Billboard in 2019, citing the potential for backlash amid her personal politics.
Oh.
What? Interesting.
I think she'd be great,
what,
though.
What, is she like, actually, no, I don't want to get into that.
I think she'd be great, though.
I don't
even
know what that means. She would be great.
Like, she'd
for
be great.
It.
She would be great for it.
But now, I feel like whoever does it next year, they're going to be like, great, I went after Usher, and he got all this backlash. Well, free win for me.
They
originally
asked Taylor Swift to perform in the 2023 and 2024 Big Game, and she declined both.
Well, obviously. I mean, she's killing it on like the Eras tour and all this stuff. I mean,
she's
she would be...
She's got enough stuff going on.
Yeah. And do they... They don't even get paid, I don't think, for the halftime show I read.
That would be... Wait,
that,
really?
Like, they are responsible for the production, like all his cool stuff that he did. He was responsible for buying it, but there was no Cameron. I need you a fact check here.
Yeah, I'm working on it, man.
You're on a fact check here. We have computers here, so we get all the access to everything.
The NFL not only has a solid track record of never paying big bucks to performers, it has gone as far as to try to charge artists for the chance to bask in the limelight of a big game audience. The NFL in 2015 solicited fees to perform from Rihanna, Coldplay, and Katy Perry, who in the end rejected the notion. Well,
so it's,
if you're not going to pay the people to perform, they're not going to want to do it. That's just
But as Usher,
logic.
You would want to... I think the moral of the story is we've summed up trending story number one, Team Usher, no?
Do you think maybe
not really.
Could have done better.
No, I'm sorry.
So much opportunity.
It's not that he's a bad performer.
Great performer.
Yep. I think his music is
great. Maybe it was doomed from the start because this was also the year where the Bowl was sponsored by Temu, of all things.
No, it wasn't.
Really?
No,
I'm pretty sure it was because I saw people talking about it. There was actually a commercial for Temu.
Would they sponsor Temu?
It's like, hey... It's the big game sponsored by Chinese spyware.
Okay.
There you go, everybody.
They literally just had a recall on a USB charger because people have been ordering it from Temu.
Yeah,
and
I saw that.
It's been shocking people, like legit hurting them.
Cheers
to
the sales department.
Sponsored them. Oh my goodness. Sorry, the big game.
Anything for profit, Cameron.
What, are we going to figure out how to block me from saying that?
Figure it out.
I'm so sorry.
We'll figure it out.
I mean, this is the only time we're really going to talk about it.
And if we leave
like
it in,
year.
We leave it in.
Yeah.
Listen, please
don't sue me. I swear to God, we're not making off this. We're working in our little studio at school, like with our little mics and headphones.
Yes.
Yeah, because every single person working in the sales department of the NFL is currently listening to this.
Absolutely.
Yes. They're really
the
listening
three C's
right
are
now.
Their favorite
They're
podcast.
Coming after the three C's.
Yeah.
On the morning show, our kind of trending topic that we talked about a lot was bathrooms.
Yeah, I don't know
we
why
did.
It came up
about
so
bathrooms
much. It was
a lot.
Kind of concerning.
Airplanes
very,
and bathrooms, yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of conversations, literally.
Pretty good.
So I wanted to ask you guys, have you ever eaten a burger in the shower?
Nope.
You know,
no,
just
never.
Casual
Is
question.
This like a normal thing?
Yeah, apparently people eat snacks in the shower.
Why?
I don't know about burgers. But why? Because to save on time, I guess.
Okay.
No, but let's just think about a logical reason to why you would want to take your junior chicken in the shower with you.
say that again and try to like
Cameron, I'm gonna back off from the mic and let you figure out a logical reason.
Wait. I was just thinking about some
You're
like random
thinking
person.
About how insane you sound.
Yeah,
you
that was
that.
A little bit like
No. Okay.
Let me try to rationalize eating a junior chicken
about,
in the shower.
Like,
think about
some,
it.
Some like random person who has like, you know, just
like,
some stuff going
I get,
on. In their
okay,
life,
here. I
who
get
takes the
idea.
Junior chicken apart and rubs it on
in
their
the
hair.
Shower.
I don't.
Okay, Cameron, you're
like,
thinking way too out of the box
there,
here.
There's 24 hours in a day. How long does it take for you to eat a sandwich? Maybe like 2 minutes
that's what
if
I'm
you're
saying.
Doing it quickly. And why would you want to do it in the shower? You'd get a soggy sandwich.
That's what I'm
before.
Saying.
No would... one likes soggy anything.
Okay, wait. Soggy mini wheats, though, those are good.
God, you are
soggy.
A grandpa.
Soggy.
No, at least he didn't say cornflakes or something.
Okay.
Then he really would have sounded
no, but
like
listen.
A
Okay, but Frosted Flakes are not that
man.
Bad soggy.
You're so weird. Who eats soggy cereal? You're literally a grandfather.
But,
you can't
but.
Chew your own damn food. When I was younger, I used to call soggy things foffy, and I would literally
so
swipe
I enjoy
them
foffy
off.
Things.
Well, because you're weird, obviously.
I enjoy foffy things.
Every now and then, a man has to indulge in something foffy.
Exactly. But I listen. I thought is foffy, or you like show word?
I made it up when I was younger. I had my own language when I was a kid. This is a totally different subject, but I had my own language as a kid. I used to call myself Pucka, and my sister was Wada.
Pucka.
And what I would do is I would scoot around on the floor with the juice in my hand, and I would snort while like I was scooted, so I was like. like going around the house. And yeah, and then I would make up my own language and then I would talk to myself. Yeah.
Can you talk to us in that language?
No, please don't.
I want juice.
Oh, you just sound
Can you say you want to eat in the shower in that voice?
No. That's,
no. So I did a fact check on now that we're back on topic.
I feel like we should just completely take that out. We'll figure it out.
It's staying. It's here to stay.
Everyone's just going to hear us say we should take that out because we're going to keep everything in. So it's a TikTok trend. You talked about it on the afternoon show, Kim, a little bit this week.
What are we talking about?
About the eating in the shower.
Oh my, I made like, okay, when we were first setting up, I made like one dementia joke because Chris forgot something, and now everybody's mind is gone.
I talked about the breaking the law.
Oh.
You dumbass. Okay.
This is falling apart at the seams.
So, I'm going to do a fact check.
I'm legit
People
crying.
Are trying out this TikTok trend of eating oranges in the shower because it enhances the smell and taste of oranges. So, I guess if you bring an orange in the shower and you put it under hot water,
I'm going to steam my tangerines in the bathroom.
That's a good idea. Does it have to be oranges? Or can it be like some other kind of citrus? I don't have oranges.
There's like citrus incense and like.
Do we need to try it?
I think I need to try it. I'm probably going to try it like tonight, honestly.
Oh,
and then can you come back for next week and we'll chat about it?
Those are your plans for this evening, Christian?
Yeah, I didn't have plans before, but I've got plans.
Shower with your tangerines?
Clementine.
Christian's
going to
be like, guys, I just showered with tangerines. I'll be like, just a typical Wednesday.
Guys, it was so much better.
So good.
It tastes
so much better.
Sorry if your name's Clementine or tangerine or something.
I'm sorry, but
no. But
shout out to you.
People may name their kids after fruits. So.
Clementine, tangerine. Hell, even if there's someone named Apple out there,
there is. Is it not? I was gonna say her daughter Apple.
There is.
Yes, she did.
Yes,
she was very confident
thing.
In that.
First, she makes a snake oil company called Goop, and now she calls her daughter Apple. Have you never heard of Goop?
What?
I've heard of the word Goop.
Am I living under a rock?
It's basically like a beauty product company that she created, except it's basically just like a snake oil brand.
I've never heard of it. Fact check, Cameron.
But what is snake oil? What?
It's basically like complete garbage. Like, have you ever heard of a snake oil salesman?
No.
It's like people who try to sell you basically.
I've never.
Nothing.
Yeah. Are we living under a rock, Cameron?
I guess you guys are living under a rock.
It's just like skincare and like beauty and stuff.
Yeah, and except like it's kind of sucks. It's just like really expensive for no reason.
Oh.
So I think the big takeaway, aside from all of the Gwyneth Paltrow stuff, snacking while showering or on the toilet, it should be outlawed. And speaking of things that are outlawed, I think we should get into that because there's some weird laws out there.
There really is.
And we did talk about this on the morning show, too, and it went really
well. But we only scratched the surface because there is so
much stuff.
That's
the thing about radio is we like talked about these things for maybe like 2 to 3 minutes, but then
we
had
so much
what
to
else
say.
Could we say? Yeah.
We have so much to say about
so
it.
So I think this
I
is where
ready.
We come in with the 3 C's off air. So this is on BuzzFeed, and it's coming up more and more on my Instagram, like this kind of topic. So... I think Cameron particularly, it is against the law to swear in public parks in Toronto.
Oh, f***.
So,
wait,
stay
in
away
Toronto?
From Toronto.
In Toronto, yeah, I had no idea.
In public parks.
In public parks, yes.
All right.
So we
know.
Can't be doing, like, a live podcast in the middle of a public park.
So she's
park
banned
because
from
we'd be
all
banned.
Public
yes.
parks in Toronto.
Pretty much.
Well, Toronto scares me anyway, so.
I love Toronto.
Good for you.
Toronto's great.
Good
Toronto
for you.
Sucks.
Toronto
I don't know
is
what you're
great.
Talking about.
Okay,
sorry
so,
if you're from Toronto.
Yeah, we both. You live you grew up in a small town, and I live in a small
town.
It's
an adjustment,
now.
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah.
It's so much better. It's quiet.
Mm-hmm.
There are no sirens
well,
going off.
Well, not
every
exactly
minute.
Quiet. Because where I'm at, there's constantly trains going by.
Oh,
so
well,
you, just
you know
that,
what?
Yeah,
that
there's
that
noise.
Over sirens any day.
True.
That's the thing, Toronto. There's sirens all the time.
Yep.
Like that's a whole. That's
what,
a whole
they have
separate.
They have a like a tornado warning
that should be
every
illegal.
Other day.
Yes, that should be one of the things that should be a law.
This is so disappointing. I'm looking at this law in Arizona
uh-oh.
Right now.
Oh no.
I'm really sorry to break this to you, and I know about
to
your
me?
Six pet donkeys that you have.
Okay. Okay.
You can't have a donkey sleeping in your bathtub after 7 p.m. But it specifically says your bathtub. So, Christian,
so if I go over to my friend's house with my pet donkey and I say, hey, he needs some,
he needs
Jethro
some space.
Needs somewhere to sleep.
7 p.m. So if you want to take a donkey nap.
So do
you
guys mind if I bring my donkeys at 8:30 to one of your houses? Is that fine with
you? It's illegal.
I don't even have.
But oh, wait, after 7, it's illegal.
After 7, it's
okay,
illegal
so
to
I'll
have
go
a donkey
6:30.
Sleeping in your bathtub.
In your bathtub.
In your bathtub.
So I can bring it to one of yours.
I don't have a
bathtub. I don't have a bathtub.
I got a shower rack.
I have a hot tub.
Great. You know what? Bring it to the hot tub then.
Oh! It's against the law to eat an orange while taking a bath.
What?
You know how we talked
about
just
talked
about
that.
About
okay,
that.
So can you eat it while taking a shower?
In California, it's illegal to eat an orange while taking a bath.
What? Oh my God.
We've just talked about that. Yeah, we've been speaking blasphemy to those Californians.
Wow. Okay, I have another one. If you don't pay your hotel bill, they can sell your horse. And this is province-wide.
Oh,
what?
No!
My horse!
Rusty, no! No.
This is its province wide too, which means anywhere in Ontario, if you don't, that makes no sense.
What the
BuzzFeed,
no one just has
come
horses
on.
Sitting out in their backyard.
Just the casual.
It's illegal to drive while blindfolded in Alabama.
So nobody was doing the Bird Box challenge over in Alabama.
No. So I can't drive tonight with a blindfold on?
Nope, guess not.
No, you can actually.
It's illegal for you to let your cat meow or howl outdoors.
How would you control that? How would you facilitate that?
Yeah, and I think there's so many cats that are outside.
Yeah, there's tons of stray cats out there. So what
what
do
is
you do?
It? Yeah,
is like animal control just running rampant over there 24/7?
The f*** is Louisiana getting up to? It's illegal for a woman to drive a car without her husband waving a flag in front of it beforehand. So what if I just hit him? Like... He's just merely an obstacle to me. Like, what if I...
But
what
I don't
if
get that.
So
is it like a safety measure?
I think it's just that they don't want people in Illinois to pretend that they're pilots. Well, women. They don't want women to pretend that they're pilots. Because, you know, you got the guys with the glow sticks.
Yes.
They're like,
they wave
you through. I don't know. I've never been
to
an airport.
So weird. Taxi drivers are not allowed to wear t-shirts in Halifax, Nova Scotia. So if you're a taxi driver, you can't wear a t-shirt.
In Kansas, it's illegal to throw knives at men in wearing striped suits.
Hang on. Go back to the other one. Taxi drivers can't wear t-shirts?
Taxi drivers are not allowed to wear t-shirts.
That's awful.
In control of the taxi, the driver should wear a shirt or military-type blouse with a collar and sleeves. No t-shirts.
Wait. So I just imagine that there's some taxi driver who only has t-shirts, and then he finds out about this.
He's like, damn,
so
I'm done.
He's like, yeah, I can't do anything.
Psych,
but then
I'm quitting
He goes in to work, so he's driving around, no shirt on, and then he starts sweating because, you know, it's hot outside, and it's hot in the car. And then his back just starts fusing with the seat. And then by the end of the day, he can't get up. He's just stuck there.
And then you're getting people that are getting into the taxi are like, what
that
the
is like
hell
a
did I just walk
story
into?
Horror film.
And honestly, then,
that's like animated, really gross.
Yeah, he gets one of his customers. He's like, okay, can you help me out? You're my last guy for the day. Can you help me out? And you hear like the sound of tape getting ripped off.
And then
would
the guy tip the driver? Does he deserve a tip at that point?
Deserves a raise and to wear t-shirts. Like
he deserves the right to wear a t-shirt. Damn it!
But hot summer days, like you just can't.
That would suck.
You're not allowed to trick or treat if you're over 16 years old in New Brunswick.
Okay, well that would make sense.
That's
because when I see people do that,
I'm like, come on.
If you're old enough to drive a car, you do not need to be trick or treating. Yeah. Let's just be honest.
Yeah.
I could still go trick or treating. Hell yeah!
It is illegal to attach a siren to your bike.
Okay.
Do people...
I don't have a bike anyway, so...
Doesn't matter.
Can you just have one with the little squeezing horns that you see?
Yeah!
On, like, clown cars?
When you, like, be going somewhere and you hear a little kid just, like, hit the horn, yeah.
So, you know how you like Foffy cereal?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, cereal. In Ohio, it's against the law for stores to sell cornflakes on Sundays.
Really?
On Sundays.
Why on Sundays?
Oh, wait, that might be a religious thing.
Yeah, but, like... Why cornflakes?
It's also illegal to eat hamburgers on a Sunday. Damn. And it's illegal to eat cottage cheese on a Sunday.
We can't have on Sundays, man.
Can't do anything?
No, you can't. Obviously not.
Because why would you be?
Because Florida, Minnesota, and Ohio all don't like you eating food on Sundays. Because
why would they?
I think it's in Florida where, like, there's a law where... unmarried women can't go skydiving on Sundays. And it's also
sometimes I feel like these have to be
league.
A joke, like genuinely.
Well, listen to this one because I mentioned it earlier, but we were talking about something else. Kansas, it's illegal to throw knives at men wearing striped suits. I feel like it should just be illegal to throw knives at people
in general.
Yet.
Now my weekend
but
plans
no.
are ruined.
No. Yeah.
Okay, I love how they specified the gender. So it's like, okay, the other gender, yes, you can actually
yeah,
still
can
throw knives.
It,
still, yeah.
My research online totally has fine. Not led me to a consensus on whether it's illegal to throw knives at women in striped suits.
Ah, so that's still pending.
Like, yeah. How does that make sense? I don't know how much of BuzzFeed I believe.
Do you plan on throwing knives at anyone? No, of course not. Why would I do that?
It's against the law to wear a snake or carry a pet lizard in public.
Aww.
Damn, that ruins my plans for Saturday at the mall.
Nuts. You were just going to go for a walk.
I was
going
to go to the mall
with
a snake. With
your lizard.
Yep.
Oh,
you know how
God.
You have your pet giraffe, Jerry, right?
Mm, yep.
I'm
Who's
so
Jerry?
Sorry.
He's
His
my
pet
giraffe.
Giraffe, dumbass.
Haven't you seen him?
No.
I brought him in last week.
Yep.
Did I miss Jerry?
Yeah,
I
you
guess
did.
You did.
He was just too tough.
Can
for
you bring him back?
You can't tie
no, he
him.
Died.
Next week?
I had to put him down yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Well, I was just going to say, if you tend to visit Georgia with Jerry, the giraffe, you can't tie him to a telephone pole or a street lamp.
Well, it's a good thing I didn't do that while he was alive.
You also can't climb a tree with him because that's also illegal.
Yep.
And you also can't, if you don't pay your hotel bill, you never know, they might sell your giraffe.
Oh,
so.
The legal
no.
system is a complete joke.
Sorry, Christian, can you just read that one out for me, please?
Okay, let me read this. Here. Yeah. In Alaska, it is illegal to push a moose out of a moving airplane. Yeah, I've heard that one. Same with
Oh, that happens every week. Isn't
yeah.
that like an
No, just
like,
because
an
like
occasion?
I get a moose on an airplane
yep.
on a day-to-day basis.
I believe that's also a law
how
for
How can
kangaroos.
You just yeet a moose out of a plane?
I'm out of here.
Like, what?
I mean, how much do meese weigh? Can we fact check this?
How much? Okay, sure.
How much
absolutely.
Do what weigh?
How much do meese weigh? It's the plural
fact check,
of Cameron. Moose.
Up to 1,600 pounds.
Holy.
What?
725 kilograms. 1,200 to 1,600 pounds. The minimum of a female moose would be 800 pounds.
So this is just like a casual.
That is one beefy horned
well,
horse.
Well, listen to this. The biggest moose ever recorded was 1,808 pounds.
I'm pretty... Is, I think
what?
That might even be, like, more than the biggest bear ever.
That's a
I was
going to
say,
moose.
That's huge.
That's an it was an Alaskan moose. I have actually come face-to-face with a moose once.
What if you like, would you do in that situation?
Oh, okay,
I was riding a bike with some of my friends when we were camping in Algonquin. Maybe it was Algonquin Grundy, up somewhere up north, and we were all riding on our bikes and we stop in the middle of the road because a mama and her baby
oh, of course it's the mom
were
too.
Crossing the road and we lock eyes and
oh, no.
all of us dead just sit there. We don't move an inch. We just sit there because we're
yeah.
all
and you're
kids.
Like shut up and
we're
stop
all
moving.
Like 13 12 and yeah. and younger all just riding our bikes in the provincial park.
You're crying
moose. No we just were dead
just froze.
Silent
yeah.
we didn't,
I think that's the initial
we
reaction
froze.
I mean what else would you do because like
it was big it was huge
a moose
what do you do in that situation
we
yeah.
just froze we
honestly,
let it cross
yeah.
the street we let it do its thing and then we eventually when the coast was clear we
you were like well,
we
run.
Biked back to our parents and we were like oh my god
oh wait the parents weren't with you it was just
no
kid.
It was just like
oh yeah that's
seven
scary.
Of us kids we
yeah
were
that's
all,
a little bit scary
like the oldest was like maybe 14 15. I must have been like 10. Like, I was young. We
wow.
were young.
Oh, my God.
And there was all of us
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's scary.
Face-to-face with the moose. Yeah. And it was terrifying.
Mooses are, like, surprisingly kind of terrifying.
They
yeah,
are.
Yeah,
very
honestly.
Strong.
They're beefy creatures.
Yep.
You go up to that with your car, you're not winning. Doesn't yeah. matter.
The only
you just accept, like, hands off the wheel.
Yeah,
like,
the only
yeah,
scenario
literally.
Is, like, a train. A train would be able to kill a moose, but the train would probably go out with it.
Oh,
with
absolutely.
It too.
Like... If you're going, let's say, I've absolutely schmucked the shit out of a raccoon when I was driving one time, that thing went flying. But if I go head-to-head with a moose in my little Honda, I'm getting flattened
oh,
like a damn
easily.
Pancake.
You're basically
like,
easily.
Go, that moose is not moving. It
you're
is going to continue standing there
yeah.
looking at my car like, what, this bitch just ran into me?
You're basically going up against a boulder with hair.
You just accepted
yeah,
that you're done at that
you're
point.
You're going up against a wall that just happens to grow hair and has antlers.
Yeah.
Like, good luck.
Good luck to you.
You know, you could probably kill a moose with a plane as well, like kamikaze-style crash.
That too,
it.
Yeah.
But it would depend on the plane that you're using. And this plane that we're going to be talking about here, you definitely wouldn't want to use at all.
Oh, Delta.
Okay.
What is going on with you?
What's going on with Delta?
Delta, apparently, had some unwanted stowaways in their
unwanted
plane.
To say the least.
And Chris, have you ever encountered a maggot before?
Okay, funny story. So
funny story. I eat them all the time.
I told you guys a story where my brother had this hockey tournament and we went to go stay at this billet's house because the whole point of it was called Friendship Exchange, and it was where he would go to live with these billets in the U.S. and then they would come live with us for like a week, and you got to experience Canada and then we got to experience Pennsylvania where they were from. And where we were staying, there was bed bugs and like just gross bugs in their house. Yeah. And they said to me, they were like, so this is like normal in Canada, right? Like this is the usual, like you guys see this all the time. And I'm like,
No, unfortunately.
I don't have a maggot necessarily encounter, but like gross bed bugs, yeah. And apparently this lady that was on a Delta flight to Detroit also dealt with quite the... Like, imagine she basically was sitting, and I guess whatever was above her had just...
It says that...
It was like a container, and I guess it just...
Yeah, it says here the gross bugs had infested fish that a passenger stowed away in their carry-on luggage.
So
what?
They kept it out. Why would you put... Why would you put...
It's going to go bad.
I was
going
to say, why would you
clearly
put fish in?
It did because maggots had seemed to spawn in an airplane.
And you have to keep it...
in an airplane.
Just a typical thing, Cameron.
Apparently, they didn't take any
lessons
from...
Hundreds of thousands of feet in the air, these maggots are just having breakfast. Like,
they really need to take some notes from Japan because, I mean, the origins of sushi, it's like entire reason you had the rice was to preserve the fish.
Yes. That's disgusting.
For all
I'm
we know,
sorry,
maybe
that's
they got
gross.
Like maybe There's... they got like a bucket of maggots and thought, okay, yeah, that's rice. I don't know why it's moving, but it'll work.
Actually, I wonder if they, what if they just got a bunch of maggots and put them in the bag and they're like, ah, this is going to be like my
revenge. This is going to be
revenge.
Such a cool
This is my moment.
Pranked.
You just got pranked. Yeah.
That is so gross. Imagine you're sitting on your flight and you're watching a movie or whatever and you got your headphones on and then all of a sudden you just feel
you're just like
that would be
it's
so
basic,
gross.
Yeah,
it's
that
basically
would be gross,
like
yeah.
tiny worms
if yeah but if you just feel something like moving on your head
but even
like,
still
what
you'll feel it
that?
Like you'll and my question is how many were there. It doesn't go too much in depth. It just basically says that this poor passenger had
it,
to deal with
it. Could have been like 20, it could have been 20,000.
Oh my god. Oh,
you don't know. Oh, yeah,
yeah,
look at those little guys.
They, we have pictures that we're looking at, and it's...
Yeah, we're seeing the pictures of the fish that the maggots
Oh,
were
the
eating.
Legendary fish.
Why do I feel like when we're together, we're always learning the bad things that happen on planes?
This is
because
disgusting.
That's,
this is just a
why
PSA
would you be that
of, like,
person?
Don't go
don't
on planes.
Don't be stupid. Like,
don't
do this.
Fish on an airplane.
Honestly.
An 8-hour flight. These, okay, just for context, these two little fish are wrapped in newspaper. What is that going to do to preserve the fish?
What about it is,
how the hell did this person have the logic to think these fish
and,
were going to make it in an 8-hour flight with no refrigeration?
That's what I said. Yeah, there's no refrigeration.
Have you ever been to like a really shitty fast food joint?
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten like a plate of fries or a box of fries
God.
And they put like paper underneath or over top of it to soak up the grease?
Yes.
I think it's a similar situation here.
I don't get it. What was your thought process going in to leave fish unrefrigerated for God knows how long? I don't know.
But how did this get through customs? This is what I want to know. How did this actually
a little
get
bit concerning
that these people didn't catch that there were two fish? Chilling
and
it's just fish. What are they gonna? What would they have done at the time?
I don't know.
Oh,
just
you're gonna
thousands
use
thousands of maggots falling onto
you're falling on passengers.
You're gonna use those fish to hijack the plane and beat a couple of passengers to death. Like, what would they have?
Just
really
a typical
expected?
Thing that you do on a plane. Like,
this
honestly.
Was 2 hours into their 8-hour flight when they had discovered.
And my thought too is, what do you do being that girl? Like, do you go to somebody? Do you like go to the police?
Oh,
like, what
I would
do you
make
do?
A PSA announcement on that airplane and be like, who in the hell
thought it would be a good idea?
It would be a fantastic idea. And then I would go up to that person and place all the maggots in their lap and be like, these are your children. This is your responsibility.
These are your
imagine
children.
They just start eating
yes.
them. Like, honestly, this, well, clearly this guy doesn't seem too fazed to bring a fish.
I'm
looking at these
fish.
Pictures. Hey, this kind of just looks like a plate of fries.
That's disgusting.
Honestly, yeah, that's exactly what it looks like. I did. Yeah. If you don't take a second to look at it,
hang on, let me take off my glasses.
It kind of looks like curly
fries.
Yeah, that
literally just looks like fries.
If you've ever
it's like curly
encountered
fries.
Maggots, I have. I've had an experience with maggots before where I had opened my compost bin and there were literally hundreds of them.
Oh
in
my
there.
God!
And
I feel like we've all seen them at some point.
Screamed at the top of my lungs because I was home alone. There was no one there but me and the damn maggots. I mean, actually, technically, I wasn't home alone. I had a bunch of hundreds of thousands of friends with me.
Yeah,
and how was that?
It was disgusting.
And would you bring them on a flight with you and pour them on?
Yeah, I would absolutely do that.
If it was
I'm
me,
a terrible
you would.
Person.
Would you put them on cheese and then eat them?
No.
Aw.
Can you?
I'd consider
this
it.
This is so weird.
I would
can
make
you?
A rocket launcher and launch them into an oblivion.
Ever since, I used to read a whole bunch of books when I was younger that were just like weird, disgusting facts. And I was always fascinated with maggot cheese because like this is something that
Ew.
People actually eat.
No, they
you,
don't.
You leave them on.
No,
you
no,
specifically
no, no, no.
put them on for extra protein.
No, you don't.
And it kind
maggots
of
are
down
not
the
dangerous
cheese.
To healthy people. Maggots can infect human tissue. But they are great as a protein supplement if
you're
you interested.
Well, you know, I've been looking at ways to keep up my protein. I'm trying to stick to a healthy diet, so I think I might start going out behind the dumpster looking for little buddies that I can munch on.
Eating maggots or maggot infected foods, maggots can cause bacterial poisoning.
Aw.
Most foods that have maggots are not safe to eat, but it does say that maggots themselves are protein.
I'll take my chances.
So.
I'll take my chances.
And you might have a lot of options if you go on Delta Airlines, because they might have
If I don't show up here. Next week because I'm puking my guts out from the
we'll
maggots
know why.
That I ate. Yeah.
We'll know why. We'll start prepping, Cameron, that it'll just be us.
I'm just looking
Christian
at the pictures of these cheese. This cheese that is literally infested with maggots. And
don't look at that.
I love
look
how one, we talked about Delta Airlines and maggots, and now it's gone to Cameron looking at cheese.
But this
and
is
maggots.
Actually like a thing, though.
Yeah,
it's, called,
it's an actual thing.
It's
yeah.
called Casu Marzu, and I may be butchering that, and I'm sorry if I am.
Hang on, wait. Oh, yeah, Casu Marzu, I don't know, something
Casu
like that.
Casu Marzu is sometimes spelled
Casablanca.
Casu Marzu. It's a
what is this?
Sardinian sheep milk cheese
Yummy.
That contains live insect larvae.
That
yep.
sounds so
from
good.
From the region of Sardinia. Sardinia?
Wouldn't they have sardines on it then?
Wouldn't
they have, instead of taking the maggots, they would have taken the fish on the plane and put it on the cheese.
Yeah.
Sardinia is right near Italy. It's beautiful. It looks beautiful. But
so it took
they
all
sell
of the
maggot
beautiful,
cheese, though.
So it took all the
so
beautiful
many places
parts
do that, though.
Of Italy. I mean, yeah, there are a lot of places that have just like, at least in the
weird
eyes of
stuff.
In the eyes of a Westerner, an uncultured Westerner, such as the three of us, food that appears to be disgusting.
Yeah, they have a lot of seafood, a lot of food that looks like maggots, but
I see a lot
it's
of
not maggots.
I see a lot of meatballs.
Yeah, pasta.
Of
oh,
course.
There's escargot. There's snails.
Lovely.
That makes sense. A lot of seafood.
Escargot is actually not that bad.
I've never had.
It's actually
never
not
it
that
either.
Bad. Like, if you're willing to have maggots, you should try.
No, I'm not actually willing to have maggots.
Christian
fun
is.
Fun. Well. Fun
okay,
fucking fact.
Okay, the thing, I feel like maggots would be more solid than,
yeah, oh
you know,
yeah.
snail.
God, I'm gonna throw up.
Because snails and slugs, they're like very slimy and mushy. I don't know if I'd want that. I don't know if I want that feeling in my mouth.
Oh,
you know?
That's
yep.
the thing when you're, yeah.
Here's the cheese updated on TripAdvisor if you want to buy
cheese.
It from the Sardinian farmers markets. You can buy the maggot cheese.
From where?
Their farmers markets.
How much
that
is
they
it?
Have there.
Can you order online?
I don't know how much it is. Oh, $16.95. Oh, that's for something different. Oh, look, they sell ricotta too. Good, they have options.
Okay.
They have options.
That's good.
Look at that.
That's
I
good.
Appreciate that. Thank you for that.
Oh,
oh
wow.
Wow.
That's
thing,
disgusting.
This is gross.
How did this even start? This started with, like, just
Delta
this
Airlines.
Story, this story about Delta Airlines
yes.
and this guy who left fish on the plane, which led to all of these little creepy crawlies, and now we're just looking at weird cheese.
Well, we have a lot of stories from like planes.
We
yeah.
do, and
plane
I think
trips gone wrong.
There's something with the three season planes. Like I feel,
and
like,
I don't even
and
know what it is. I've never
yeah.
been on a plane. I don't know why it keeps coming back to this.
There's gonna be bad news when Christian goes on his first plane.
I'm just gonna
like,
be
he's
so
just
yeah.
waiting for what's gonna happen.
I'm gonna be so paranoid thinking about all the things we've talked
yeah,
about.
Yeah, the door's
and, like,
gonna
what if
come
that happens
off.
To me?
There's gonna be a moose on the plane.
The door's gonna come.
The door's gonna
yep.
come off. Phone's gonna
a
fall.
A moose is gonna come on the plane. Someone's gonna shove it out, and then someone's gonna take a. Right next to my
and then
seat.
Smear it all over the
and
seat.
Then smear it.
Yep.
Oh my god.
Okay.
I'm just gonna have the the greatest trip. I'm probably not even going to get off that plane alive.
Yeah.
No, probably not. I would jump out at that point.
Well, I mean, there's no door, so you have an opportunity
to.
I mean, jump off with some maggots
and
a moose.
I would go on the moose's back and
with
then
the wind, you'd
get
probably
pushed out.
Get, yeah. You'd probably get out of there anyway. No, no choice on your end.
Could you imagine it's your first flight and you're very excited, you're very nervous, you're sitting in your chair,
it's
all
like
of a sudden you feel something on your head, you smell something, and there's a moose.
It's like that
and then the door comes off.
You're like, oh, something smells. A moose?
It would be like that bit in Family Guy where Peter and Joe, they're on a plane together, and he's like, oh my God, Joe, there's a man on the wing. Peter, there's not a man on the wing. No, I'm serious, look. And then he looks, it's me, I'm the man on the wing. And then the door's open, and everyone starts freaking out.
Yeah.
Just recreating.
And smears and draws a moose with their on the cell.
Why
seat.
Would I not be surprised with how much has happened? That, I mean, that's
some people
just
can
the typical.
Really get creative with their own feces.
That's
I guess.
The typical.
I mean, you know, we came from monkeys and they were doing it. They were finger painting. They had some good ideas and I guess we just carried it over.
We did. Yeah, we're just carrying on the legacy of monkeys.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is that a wrap?
Off that disgusting note.
On that disgusting note.
I think that's everything for now.
So what do you guys think?
That's it?
One show in. I know it goes by quick when you're in here. It was fun, though. We had fun.
Yep. And there's going to be a whole lot more to come.
Yeah. We've got next week. Well, we got to see if Christian comes alive next week. Because
yeah. I'm, you know.
No promises on that.
Yeah. Depending on whether or not I find maggots and depending on whether or not the shower water combines with the orange and just turns into poison and kills me.
And whether he decides to go on an impulsive trip and get completely I don't even know the word.
I may or may not be here.
What,
I'm going snowboarding on Saturday.
Hang on. What are you trying to say about me? What?
No, I was going to say, like, the maggots will dump on your head when you're on the plane.
Okay, yeah, so but like, I'm not going to go on a plane trip this weekend.
Maybe,
who do you think I am?
And like,
who
well,
do you think
Cameron,
I am?
Where
Taylor
are you
Swift?
Going this weekend?
I'm going to Blue Mountain. I'm going to go snowboarding with my boyfriend and a friend of his as well.
Fun.
I actually do have plans this weekend for once.
I'm very
I'm going
excited.
Home.
So we'll see if I eat and break my entire body or if I come back alive.
Yep.
We'll see.
Okay. I'll work on
one
the podcast.
One or the other.
I will not be doing any of that. I should be doing all my assignments because we have one due every single day next week. Will I be doing it? No. Will I eventually? Probably.
Do we need to think of like a word to sign off? What's the word that you used, Cameron? No. The one that you called cereals.
Foffy.
Foffy.
No. God, no. Please stop.
Have a good weekend.
Nah.
Foffy.
Foffy.
Okay. Yep. Foffy. That's great.
Thanks for listening to the first episode. If you listen to all the way to the very end.
We'll buy you some Foffies.
No, we won't.
We'll buy you a box of Pop-Tarts in honor of the creator who died.
Do we talk about that next week?
A box of Pop-Tarts.
I mean, we could.
We'll talk about that next week.
Okay.
Foffy.
So weird.
Okay. We're going to forget that.